Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness. And this is episode 36.
R-I-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S. The Ridiculousness with Monday.
Right. So with that, it's on. I've got my friend sitting right next to me. He's looking at me with a nice cute smile on his face. His name's Rainer. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. There we go. Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Nice. Fucking nice. Yeah, again, with Jeff Steele, one of my previous guests, I was always going to say, you're a friend from work, but you're not a friend from work. Although no. We do work together.
Indeed.
I met you before work.
Yes.
So, well, before you started there, anyway. I was a Sainsbury's slave.
Yeah, I've only been there a nice 2 years now.
Nice, that's not too bad.
I know, actually. I know.
It feels like longer though. It feels like you've been there a while.
It feels like I've been there my whole life.
So that's what I say. Oh, it does drag you down a little bit, but yeah, I met you through like my circle of friends. Like you're in my circle of friends. Like
I was the friends of the little brothers of your circle of friends.
Yeah. There we go. So it's through like multiple people that we know each other, but we do know each other. And that was really weird actually.
It was
for a while. Like we were past each other and it's like I know you. Why do I know you?
It took me a while to muster up the courage to come over and say, was that you?
Was that you at Reading Festival? Was that you in the dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Shit, there's another person who knows. Fuck! That Reading Festival, man, that was...
I was a bit insane.
Wild times.
That was just when I thought it'd be funny to try some of the legal highs that were available.
Man, those
at
legal
the,
highs. Some of them are more fucked up than the real highs.
I think they are. I think the whole thing with methadone has really sort of shown that with people.
I'm too old to be doing such things like that. No. So I have no idea what that's fucking like. But I've been told by people, reliable people, that it's not a particularly good drug. Like you feel like shit
after
it.
For a long while,
like, you know, even when you're on it, you feel kind of shitty. So, it's not something that I want to dip my toe in, really.
No, I
don't recommend dipping your toe in powders. You probably want to stick it up your nose or swallow it, really. No motherfucker's going to get high by sticking their toe in it.
I don't know. It depends.
It depends.
I don't know. Something could happen that... Somebody will find a way.
Somebody will find a way to get drugs into their system through their feet. It's possible. It's going to be possible.
Yeah.
There was one time, actually. Fuck! I hadn't thought about this for a long fucking time. When I was a kid... And I was in the business of a certain like pharmaceutical grade stuff.
Yeah.
I had some LSD that I wanted to sell, like I was a bit paranoid about having it on me. Now, if you're going to sell drugs, you probably actually need to carry it on you to actually give it to them. So they give you the money, you give them the drugs. It's a bit easier that way. So I had to hide it on me somewhere. I didn't want to just put it in my pocket.
Of course, no.
What if it falls out or something? Or,
I could
get something out of my pocket and it's there in my hand. So I thought, I know, I'll put it in my socks. Boom, there you go. Nobody's going to look in my feet, are they?
Of course.
It's the best place, the best place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my feet get quite sweaty.
Yep.
And acid... I was fucking tripping my nuts off in about half an hour, and then nobody wanted the acid that smelled like my feet.
No, definitely, yeah. There was the guy who had was at a festival and had a lot of acid tabs in his pocket, and I think something like beer spilt on his pocket.
There you go.
I think he did some sort of painting while he was on it.
Wow,
which. I think you can search on YouTube as well. He might have done some sort of big trip out video that he did. Which,
nice.
But, yeah.
I'm going to have to look that shit up, man.
Yeah,
fucking
definitely.
Art when you're on psychedelics, man, it's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. Like a lot of the fractal arts, like, you know, the spirals, repeating patterns, fucking beautiful.
Can't say I've ever done them myself.
Man. I mean, obviously, I don't do them anymore because I'm grown up. I've got responsibilities now.
Indeed, I can't just
cut loose and get fucked up over a week. And also, it takes me a long time to kind of reassimilate myself back into everyday society because it just strips everything away, all the fucking traditions. It's just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? What the fuck? Why do I get up at 5 a.m. and then go to this place where we have all the stuff in the world, and people come in and they throw this paper at us, and we take that as payment. How can this paper be payment? It's paper. What the fuck? Oh my god! Yeah, you can't.
And some of the characters as well are just, you know, they do make the job. They do make the job.
I don't know. For me, they make it a living fucking hell. that was the problem. I grew to resent those people. Mm. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. Some of them, you know, they are deliberately
angry.
Going out of their way to fuck up our day. And, you know, fair enough. I can see that coming, and I know how to get around it. But it's the people, they're just coming in every day, and they're just doing their thing. But I just fucking resent them so much now. Yeah, fuck it and fuck them.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah,
indeed. Some of them I wouldn't fuck. Some of them. Actually, 99% of them. Although there is that 1%.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That, you know who I'm talking about.
That is my favourite part of the job, I think, really. Is the just the people around, the nice people who come in who put a smile on your face.
Yeah. And also, I've met some fucking top-notch people just through them being customers at work as well.
I have one customer that comes in and calls me Hagrid because there was one time for the Harry Potter release.
And that was one day as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, one day. Yep, I dressed up as Hagrid. I thought it'd be funny. I thought other people would dress up.
Nobody else dressed up.
It was me on my own.
I tell you what, you looked fucking brilliant. You looked fucking brilliant.
I had my dad's old trench coat on, a massive... scraggly wig and it was something
that looks
else.
Really fucking good.
It was something
really
else.
Good.
Very hot and itchy.
Yeah, no, it is. I've dressed up a work before. I was Scooby Doo one time at work, standing at the front of the store, rattling. I fucking love that though. That was brilliant.
It
got me out of my deli job, which I thought was brilliant. I don't have to do my deli job. I spend 4 hours at the front of the store rattling in a bucket going, Ruby, 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 Raggy, that for 4 hours, fucking brilliant. And then the 4 hours were up and I was like, brilliant, okay, the day's over, I'm going to go home. And then I walked past the deli counter and the people who'd been looking after it had just left it. No covers, all the shit's just out. It's like, oh... okay, I'm not going home for a couple of hours now, am I? Fucking
I'm
going
to have to sort that shit out.
I have to sort this out, because otherwise, tomorrow in the morning, when they open up, they're going to go, whoa, what the fuck did Martin do here last night? I'm going to be the one who takes the blame for that, so
I dressed up as Scooby-Doo for 4 hours, and everything went to shit.
Scooby-Doo does not know how to cut ham, found that out.
No.
Yeah. The tail gets in the way. But yeah, that was fucking hot. Hot heat.
Yeah, I dressed up as Mr. Blobby for one of those, and the only part of air that got to me was a little fan because it was an inflatable suit.
Wasn't that
and it
comic
has
relief.
Yeah,
comic relief
I think
day.
It was,
yeah.
And I turned it has a little fan that you turn on that blows up your costume, and it was actually quite nice because it's just situated just next to.
Oh, nice. Your hips.
Yeah.
We'll say your hip.
Yeah, we'll say my hip. Yeah,
groin.
So, yes, yeah. A nice bit of air got to that. So. That made me feel slightly better, although scaring the children, as they...
I bet.
The younger children don't know Mr. Blobby.
No,
like
they're not going
do.
To.
Not
it's
like
it's
we
from
do,
the 90s.
You know? I've got to say about 5 or 6 little children cried.
Oh, wow.
When I
awesome.
Went up to them going...
Brilliant.
Blobby, Blobby!
When I dressed, because the same day, I dressed up as Where's Wally and went around the store. And I had, there was two customers who stopped me. And they said, my son loves Where's Wally. Can we take a photo with you, him and you? And it's like, this is like to be famous. Hi! Big cheesy grin. Big thumbs up.
That was also like Christmas when I dressed up as Santa, although it got a bit awkward when I was sat in my throne, I guess, and customers were coming up and putting their younger children on my lap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a pedo's playground.
Yeah, indeed, But, you know, you get... I got very...
It's when the baby starts levitating on their lap. That's when you've got to worry. It's like, okay, I don't think he's a real Santa Claus.
No, well,
there's no miracle on his street, I tell you that much.
It was very awkward. I was also in somebody's family, a Christmas card. I was the front picture.
Wow.
As Santa Claus. So
that's
you
really
know
cool. I like that one.
Yeah, that's famous within a family. So
yeah, they're never going to forget you.
No.
Oh, it's good. Do you know, recently I've been on shop floor recently. I've been out of the office. They've dragged me out of there, fucking kicking and screaming. But yeah, they dragged me out. And it's been quite nice because a lot of the customers have been coming up to me and been going, I didn't even think you worked here anymore. Where have you been? Oh, where have you been hiding?
That's nice.
I got moved upstairs. They're like, oh, brilliant. You got a promotion. Well done, you. It's like, yeah. Do you know, I only moved to get away from you. You coming in every day going, oh, you're wasted in here. When are you going to get a proper job? Fuck off. Don't tell me to get a proper job. This is a proper job. Oh, man, I'm fucking having a good time. I was having a good day. You came in and pissed me off, you fucking minge bag. What are you doing? Get your fucking slice of turkey for your cat. Fuck off. And also, yeah, are you coming in spending £1 on a slice of carvery turkey and then go, I'm only going to give it to my cat.
Coming you're in your in your sports shorts and your school shoes. And your
oh, no. You have too much on display, sir.
Fisherman hats. Oh, the guy comes in with his belly hanging out of his shirt. That is...
Yeah, I know the guy. He's... I don't know. I haven't seen him for a long time. I do get on quite well with him, actually.
Oh, okay.
you know, people have different perceptions of people. It's really weird. Like, it's like, there'd be customers that would come in and I lean over to my colleague and go, likey or no likey? And they go... Likey. And I go, really? Fuck off? He's a twat. How can you fucking like him? Do you know what he fucking did to me one night? He made me do this and he was a fucking prick.
That's it. It's that one thing. That one thing can really change a person.
It's just that one thing. Yeah. And it's, you know what I mean? And so people will have wildly different perceptions of people. So although, you know, I can see how people might not like him.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I've always got on well with him. Oh. He was nice to me. So yeah. But yeah, no, I know exactly who you're fucking talking about. He wanted to add me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He said, wow. I found you on Facebook. I want to add you on Facebook. Is that all right? Yeah, like he was fucking... I don't know. Like he might have just like been clicking around. Yeah. Like I do that. I just go on random adventures through Facebook.
It's funny how you can find...
Click on her face. Click on his face. Click on her... And then boom, it's like, oh, I know this person. Oh, there we go. So I'm connected to these people through this one person. And it's weird. Like, I've probably partied with them at one point in
it's
time.
It's like Kevin Bacon's...
the six degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. I'm pretty good with that because I've got 1 degree of separation from Kevin Bacon. I have a friend who worked in a film with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, wow.
So, boom, there you go. Well, there you go. I'm there. I'm 1 degree from separation from Kevin Bacon. The only person who is better than me is her.
Yes.
She has 0 degrees from Kevin Bacon. That's it. Oh, man, I'm so thankful. She's a previous guest on this podcast. Actually, I need to get her back on this podcast. She hasn't done it for a long time. But Anna Griffiths or Anna Buckland is her screen name because the fucking Equity, that's the union that you belong to if you're an actor. In fact, if you're going to be an artiste of any description, I think it applies to, If somebody else has your name, you can't have that name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just for argument's sake, my name is Elton John, and I want to become a musician. I can't be called Elton John, because LJ. There's already an Elton John, so I'd have to make up a different name. I could be Elton John Jr., or I could be Elton John is a twat. I could be Elton John takes spunk on his face, or whatever, you know what I mean? I could be whatever. But yeah, so she found out there was I can't remember what she said, like some fucking ballet dancer or something with the name Anna Griffiths, and she's registered, so she can't be her own fucking name when she's an actress. She has to be Anna Buckland.
Oh,
it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
But she is immensely talented, and a favourite guest on this show. So I'm getting her back. I've got to fucking dig out her number in my phone book. That's what I've got to do.
And it's always cool knowing Kevin Bacon as well.
It's always cool knowing Kevin. She doesn't know Kevin Bacon. No, it's not like they were pals. They might have been. Actually, I'm going to have to probe her.
That's the next question.
Yes. How well do you know Kevin Bacon? Could you set up a meeting?
Yes.
I want him on this show.
Kevin Bacon on.
You're pretty musical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like to think I am. Anyway.
No, I think you are. I've listened to some of your stuff. Your stuff's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Thank you, yeah.
How can people listen to your music?
Well, I've got a SoundCloud.
Cool.
www.soundcloud.com/raiderdub.
Raider dub?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, the sort of music on there is... that
Raider, as in R-A-I-D-E-R?
R-A-Y-D-E-R.
Ah, there we go. See, yeah, that's going to trip people up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should have mentioned that really before. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm quite into my electro music.
Cool.
And, yeah, dubstep is a big favourite of mine from uni and stuff.
So how do you do this? Is it all on a computer? Is it just like samples? Well,
I've started trying to use... like real instruments as well.
Okay, cool.
Because I mean, I can play guitar, I can play saxophone.
Oh, I fucking love the saxophone.
Yeah, it's a great instrument.
That's what I want to play. Yeah. That's the musical instrument I want to play.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm never going to get around to doing it, but if in an ideal world, that's what I want to fucking do. It's a sexy fucking instrument. It's a really sexy sound.
It is, yeah.
Oh, man, I loved it.
I wish it was the tenor sax. The tenor sax seems to have like a real sort of.
I don't know. I thought they were quite expensive. £10 is quite cheap.
No, the tenor, the type of.
Ooh, I see. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, I see what I did there. Yeah. Oh, I got that confused. Yeah, the tenor.
Yeah, tenor saxophone.
The tenor. Yeah.
I played the standard alto saxophone, okay. Which is just the next noise up, which makes you sound a bit younger.
I see. So a tenor sax is deeper.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same.
Because I have no idea what any of these musical terms really mean. I know the
I'll
three
put you
tenors,
on the spot there, yeah.
Because they're famous.
Yeah.
Except there's not that many of them left.
Yeah,
them,
I don't think there's
only like
either,
there's one
yeah.
tenor. There's no saxophones in the three tenors. That would be brilliant if like all of them they weren't operatic singers. They were just fat folks who played the saxophone. That'd be brilliant.
Well, that's it. That's the next step.
Yeah. Awesome. So, I mean, is it just like dubstep as a genre? Or
on that SoundCloud, yeah. What I'd really like to do is going to film and television music.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Because I've been working on Logic, the Apple program.
Okay.
And it's taken me a year to sort of learn about 20 to 30% of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's still a far way for me to go. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, I'd really like to start writing sort of classical pieces.
Orchestral, atmospheric stuff.
Definitely, yeah.
Kind of music, you know, you lay down, fucking put on your headphones and you go to some other place, man. You're fucking really good for meditation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Just chilling in general, yeah.
Fucking
nice.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. I hope it takes off.
That's the thing. You just got to keep doing it.
Well, I've done a couple of promotional videos for some people. I did one for Johnson & Johnson, the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah,
and
that was a bit of a name drop there, but never mind.
You know. Just wanted to say that there. Yeah,
no, that's really cool. My friend needs a hook up with somebody who can do videos because he does music as well, and it's like right. that. Like atmospheric, it's like film soundtrack. It could be easily used in film soundtrack music.
Oh,
and he needs help with videos, so that'd be cool.
I need help with video too. So
cool, working together, we'll you could muddle through that. Yeah, yeah, that'd be really cool. Again, previous guest on the podcast, Ideal Scenario is his name, and Ideal Scenario is really fucking cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Fuck it, I love music though. Music really strikes a chord within me all through my life.
I'm very eclectic, I think. I'd like to think I am anyway. I like every single genre, I think.
Yeah. You into country and western?
I don't mind it, yeah.
I like a bit of country and western.
I like the banjo is a great instrument.
Yeah, banjo is fucking brilliant.
I know. It's something that I'd love to learn, you know.
Again, I like to think of myself as, you know, wide music taste.
Yes.
But then, like, you look at my iPod and it's like, man, this guy's got a fucking schizophrenia or something. What is this? Glee,
put it on shuffle,
and then
that's
Rammstein,
it.
And then the Prodigy, yeah. And then who the fuck is Operator Please?
Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese.
I know you're a big fan of Richard Cheese.
Fucking love Richard Cheese. I've been to see him twice now. He's amazing. Yeah. He's so fucking smooth. Oh, and the covers of songs.
Yeah, I like how he turns them into just different, really, because you can't really put a genre on it.
Of Disturbs, Down with the Sickness, fucking phenomenal. That was used in the film. What was it Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead.
Remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh right,
yeah it's used in that, and that was like his real like big break, and got him like sort of semi notoriety. I was a fan of his before that. I heard his cover of Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal, man. Fucking phenomenal.
I love all of that. There's that guy, Ed Anker. Is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did a remix of Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana song, and that is brilliant.
Oh, cool.
That's it's very that like up. Richard Cheese. Yeah.
Cool. I've definitely got to look that one up. But it takes me to another place. You know what I mean? Like, I'll have songs that remind me of when I was a kid, and I like that in a nostalgic way.
Yeah.
Anything from the 80s, early 90s.
I'm a massive fan of the 80s. I got that all from my sisters, I think.
Yeah. I kind of fell out of love with music sort of late 90s.
Mm.
I wasn't really into that whole Britpop thing.
Oh, Oasis and
Spice
stuff.
Girls. I bought Two Become One. I bought that as a single. I helped that motherfucker get to Christmas number one.
Well,
fucking loved that song. Two Become One. That was one of my favourite songs. And it still is, actually. I still fucking love that song. It's going to be embarrassing to
I was a fan of S Club 7.
Viva Forever. I fucking love Viva Forever.
That was a good song.
S Club 7 did some fucking good songs.
They did,
man.
They did.
Did some fucking good songs.
Reach for the Stars, that was always a favourite.
The fucking music video to that is hilarious. It's in black and white. They're not having a good time. And then,
and then they
all start taking these tablets and everything comes in colour and it's all happy.
And they are dancing. And
everybody's dancing.
There is
a good time.
Hallucinogenic.
There's like, no drug references in that video
of course,
at all, are there?
Of course, no.
They were fucked up their face.
Stars
weren't they the
going
ones,
everywhere.
Though? The boys got stopped for cannabis.
Did.
They had cannabis troubles, didn't they? Yeah.
Around the back of a place in London. I thought that was brilliant.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I think you'd have to be
at the time, though. I fucking hated it. I hated S Club with a fucking vengeance.
Yeah,
I really hate. But
and
now,
then you sympathise with them.
Now, well, no, it's not really that. It's just now. It's a nostalgic thing. I like it because it reminds me of when I was young.
Yeah, Reach for the Stars reminds me of Year Six discos where you had to the best dancer won a Twix.
Wow, that's a fucking cool competition, man.
Yeah,
we didn't have that in our day. We had the discos, but the boys would sit on the left side of the gymnasium and the girls would sit on the right side of the gymnasium, and the fucking English teacher would play some dodgy fucking music from the 70s that he really liked, but nobody else even fucking knew.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then he'd play Michael Jackson, and I think one person would dance, I think. And then we'd go home. And
our best dancing would consist of running as fast as you can, sliding on your knees. That was.
I still like doing that.
Oh yeah,
even now, such a cool.
Until you get kicked out of the place you're dancing in.
Yeah. Until your boss comes along and goes, "Get back to work. Stop sliding around on the floor. What are you doing?
You've knocked over all these trolleys everywhere. What are you doing?"
Yeah,
that was a favourite dance of mine. Also, like the. Copying the Homer Simpson, the walk around in a circle.
Oh yeah, when you go on the floor. Yeah,
that was very, very good.
That's good ones, man. That's good ones. Fucking love the Simpsons, man.
Yeah.
It's a good cartoon. Really
it was.
Good cartoon.
It's gone a bit. It's tried to copy Family Guy, I think.
Yeah, there have been some Family Guy essence, you know, where they'll say something, "Oh, this is like that time when I did this."
Yeah.
And then it'll cut to that situation and everyone's looking uncomfortable. And then it'll cut back to. Yeah. There are bits like that, but. I don't know. It's a fucking
it's
heritage,
a classic.
Man.
It's a classic. Yeah.
They don't show it on BBC Two anymore, though.
No.
Do they? It's on Channel 4 now.
Yeah. Or Sky One.
Or Sky One, if
Sky
you're
One,
lucky
if,
enough to have
if you have
satellite,
and you can watch it for about 5 hours a day.
Yeah. I don't. I. You know. I. Again. I'm fucking. I talk about this in every podcast. I don't give a shit. I don't have TV. Really, we've got a TV, but there's no like aerial plugged into it.
No.
All I've got all I get is catch up TV. Like I've got BBC iPlayer and ITV
you really
for
need,
my Jeremy
really.
Kyle.
Oh,
for my Jezza
nice.
K. Fucking love Jezza K. I haven't watched that for a while though. I need to get back on that.
I'm not a fan.
Because I get up really early for work, I come home, I normally have a nap, and then my GF, my bird comes home from work, slaving away, earning money for me.
Not your Final Fantasy VIII summon. Yeah.
My guardian force comes home, and they protect me in battles. 400 HP per hit. Nice. Get in there, fucking... Man, I haven't played Final Fantasies for a long time.
I'm a big fan. Oh, I love all games, really. I've just set my Super Nintendo back up.
Oh, yeah, no, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, yeah, I've
fucking
started playing the Smurfs again.
Oh, nice.
The Smurfs
platforming
is one of the most underrated games ever, I think. I've never, even in my age now, got past the fourth level. It is, because you start the game with five lives. As soon as the five lives are gone, that's it.
No continues.
No continues.
Passwords.
Nothing like that. You go right back to the start.
Hardcore.
Yeah. Proper
kids
games.
These days, I don't know how fucking lucky they are. Autosave every 5 seconds.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Then there's no health either. You just your screen will turn red and then you hide behind a wall and then you're magic, you're better
you're
again.
Fine again. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, get back out there and kill some more people.
Yeah, I've just been hit by a grenade, but I can survive that. So yeah. I'll just hide for a while.
Fucking hell. It wasn't like that in my day.
No.
Oh, man, you couldn't even turn off the console because you'd lose your place.
Oh,
you'd have to fucking leave it turned on, get up in the morning just before school. Just are you coming down for breakfast? No, Mom, I've got to complete this level on Castlevania. Fucking brilliant. I've got to dig out my old computer system.
Yeah.
My Spectrum.
Ooh.
Sinclair ZX Spectrum. 128K of onboard memory.
Oh, my
That's
Lord.
How much memory it has on board. Now, I don't know, like, computers these days, they've got 4 gigabytes of onboard memory.
A terabyte.
Exactly. My phone has more fucking onboard memory than my Spectrum does.
Like, the size of a matchbox has more than the size
exactly.
of a boat.
The fucking this thing, it's a whole fucking like keyboard with a tape deck like stuck on the side of it. And to literally load up the games, you have to put a cassette tape in there.
That's brilliant, I think.
Press, type in load, ... and then press enter, and then it will say press play. And you press play, and then 5 minutes of... It's like, oh my God. What the fuck? And then just before it's about to like finish the tape, like there will be a little crease in the tape or something, and it will and then we'll come up, runtime error. Please try again. You're like, fuck.
That's another 5 minutes of my life.
5 minutes I've got. Fuck. No. I just want to play Ghostbusters. Fucking, oh, man.
That reminds me of old school dial-up modems as well.
Yes, that's the noise. That's the fucking noise it makes. Boop, 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 but for like 5 minutes it would do that noise. Fucking brilliant. I used to like making tunes to like sing over the top of it.
That's like that there's that guy who makes a remix of a printer noises. Have you heard that?
That fucking was it Paper Jam? It's called I can't remember. Mr. something or
Mr.
other. I can't remember his fucking name now. But yeah, Paper Jam or Printer Jam.
Printer Jam, that's
such
the one.
A good track, man. Such a good. Yeah. Fucking brilliant. I love when you get songs like that where it is just purely made out of noises.
Yeah.
It's not musical instruments, it's just fucking everyday noises. The Flight of the Conchords did like ones with like the office workers and they got sellotape and all the bits and bubble wrap pop in. And fucking
Flight of the Conchords is brilliant.
Flight of the Conchords was a badass fucking show, man. It was really funny. Series 1. Phenomenal. Series 2, it wasn't as good.
No,
with
it never
series
will be,
1,
though.
They've had years of writing this material, and they've got it down pretty good. And then people were like, brilliant, we love that. Give us another 12 episodes. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime of work has gone into those 12. Now I've got 6 months to write another 12 episodes.
Yeah.
It's never going to be as good, but man, they were funny. Really fucking funny. It was like the Mighty Boosh, but they did it first.
Yeah.
Flight of the Conchords were first, before the Mighty Boosh.
I saw Mighty Boosh before Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. So when I first saw Flight of the Conchords, I was like, what the fuck? They're ripping off the Boosh, man. You can't do that. Look what happened when Sugar Puffs, the honey monster, ripped off the Mighty Boosh in that advert. Look what fucking happened to him. They stuck his head on a spike in the last live show. Yeah, fucking Flight of the Conchords. Oh, hang on a minute. They did it first? Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, the Mighty Boosh actually kind of ripped that... Oh, fuck. All of my world's tumbling down now. All these people that I really liked. I do like the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, I still like it, but...
Yeah, it's
I
like,
think the songs...
I'm not as obsessed with it anymore.
No.
Like, as I was. I was really obsessed with the Mighty Boosh.
I think a lot of people were. The Booshers or...
Yeah. I used to like talking like the moon. Talking like this. Oh man, I went to go see them live, and I dressed up like old Greg.
Oh wow!
To go see them, I daubed up in fucking green face paint all over my body. You know what that's like? Fucking, I was washing out of my foreskin for months. That was fucking pain in the ass. And I had this green wig on, and I had this tutu that my girlfriend had made. She was fucking brilliant. Yeah. So yeah, like she made this fucking tutu for me, and that was fucking brilliant. It was brilliant. I fucking loved that. And I got one of those lights from the pound shop. You know, when you press it and it lights up, and then you press it and it turns off? Because he's got a mangina and light comes out of his mangina. So I stuck that on my crotch. So I had a lighting up crotch. Fucking brilliant. That was a really good costume. I wore that twice. I wore that for a Halloween party as well afterwards.
Well, I think fucking after the brilliant. Effort you put in for the first time.
It's really good. I've got some photos. I'm going to have to dig out those photos of those. Oh, man. I love looking at photos of me when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got some absolute classics as
I've
well.
I've got long hair. I used to have long, beautiful hair.
I used to have bleach blonde hair. Mm. Photos of me in my full Spider-Man outfit with my bleach blonde hair running around. Oh, nice. I loved it. Loved it.
Fucking cool, man. That's cool.
Standing, I used to really like Robin Hood. I was a massive fan of Robin Hood.
Yeah?
I don't know why.
Like the film, the Kevin Costner film?
Just in general. I loved Robin Hood. Yeah. I went to Nottingham and went to the Robin Hood Museum and bought a longbow and some sticky darts. And
awesome.
I brought them back and I made my friend stand at the bottom of my garden while I tried to fire the darts to stick into his head, not thinking that it would hurt. You know? It's got the sticky bit on it. Like,
yeah, it's
hurt?
A sticky bit. That's not going to hurt,
No.
It'd be fine.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. It would just stick to your head.
Yeah. That was the same friend I also closed in a sandbox.
Oh, shit.
I'm not weird or anything.
No. Not much. I'm edging my chair away from you now. I'm going to be over this side of the room for the rest of the podcast. Okay. You're a psycho. Well, that reminds me of the Bill Hicks. There's a Bill Hicks joke where he's... Oh, I can't fucking... No, I can't. No, I can't even do it justice. So I'm not even going to repeat it. Fucking Bill Hicks is... If you don't know who Bill Hicks is, man, he's a fucking... He's not alive anymore. He died like early 90s. He died.
Oh, right.
But, like a lot of the stuff that he would talk about is still relevant today. Like he did a lot of stuff about the first Iraq war, and that's still just as relevant today. Talking about how much he hates George Bush. Well, that's still kind of relevant today. Yeah. That still works today.
You can still say that.
Fucking, I'll dig out a DVD. I've got a DVD upstairs. I'll dig that out and I'll pass it over to you. He was a fucking genius. He was a real fucking genius.
I need to check that out.
A visionary, man. And it was almost... Like, he was a preacher more than a stand-up comic. Because not only, like, he would make some jokes and stuff, but it's all, you would learn stuff.
Yeah,
he
you'd knew, have that added element
he had all
to
this
it,
knowledge
yeah.
about this stuff. And, like, he would give you these facts, hard-ass fucking facts. And, like, this is the fucking world we live in. These guys are cunts. You know what I mean? And then say something really fucking funny about it and tie it all up. Man, he did some fucking brilliant bits.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah. I'll dig out one of my duvds.
Yeah.
Do you have a VHS player at all still? Because I think I've got more stuff on VHS than I have, but I've probably got VHS DVD. Players, I've got DVD.
I think I've still got a TV with a TV video combo.
TV video combo.
Oh yeah, that was
awesome.
That was a thing back in the day. I got that with
14-inch screen with a little video underneath it.
It was fantastic. Yeah, Space Jam, and I think I bought it from Tesco's, and I got a free Looney Tunes DVD.
Other supermarkets are available, by the way.
There are.
Tesco's is shit.
Yeah,
hate Tesco's.
Yeah, it is.
Although it is closest to me, so I go there for my shopping. Really.
Co-op is even closer.
Co-op's mega expensive, though. Fucking... Yeah, oh, man, I look at my like balance online, like my bank statement, and like, Co-op, 25 quid, only popped in to get milk and cheese. Fuck!
You know, I genuinely think that I enjoy just Sainsbury's food.
Yeah. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Food's food. I'll eat food. But yeah, Sainsbury's, it does some good quality food. Yeah. We have some good quality food. Even the fucking Basics range that we do, it's good quality stuff. There's nothing.
Basics cream of tomato soup.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, I'd get that. And it's fucking, it costs what, 9p? Yeah. Fucking brilliant. Chuck that in my trolley. Oh, man, my kids are going to eat like kings tonight. No, I'm only kidding. They're not getting any. Yeah.
There we go.
Fucking brilliant. Okay, yeah. But yeah, no, we do some good stuff. We need to get more world stuff in there, though. Because, like, the Tesco's has, like,
Rubicon.
A whole fucking world foods, like, aisle where, like, they've got, like, the Polish section and, like, this section. I know.
I'm a big fan of Rubicon.
Yeah, Rubicon's fucking awesome.
Oh, passion fruit Rubicon.
Yeah. So I want stuff like that because, man, foreign people have some awesome snacks.
Yes.
They've got some fucking brilliant snacks. And I love snacks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want to eat their snacks.
Oh, yeah.
So, fucking, I want some of that. Like, the Tesco's down the road. It's got loads of stuff. I got these spicy fucking chickpeas. Oh, they're chucking them all over my floor. Brilliant. And they are fucking delicious. And
spicy nice. Chickpeas.
Yeah, yeah. Deep fried.
I like
fried.
The...
Deep fried chickpeas.
I like wasabi peas.
Oh, wasabi peas are fucking lovely. We do. We sell those, actually.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's got their own label, and there's
oh, really?
Ones in the specialist section as well. Oh. The ones in the specialist sections, don't get those, because there's shitloads of colouring in them.
Oh,
the peas
right.
are like luminous green. Neon fucking
Hulk
green.
Food.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't...
Green
I wouldn't
giant
get those.
Food.
Jolly green giant. What's the deal with the Jolly Green Giant? What the
know.
Fuck? How the fuck does that?
He just
that
roams
sweet
around
corn?
Wearing leaves.
Just a leaf, man. Fucking.
And he's
now,
fucking
what the
huge.
Fuck is it got to do with sweet corn? It's got nothing fucking to do with sweet corn. Just call it he's, Jolly Yellow Sweet Corn.
Yeah, he should have been just a giant sweet corn.
He should have
around.
Just been a giant, giant cob. Yeah.
It's like grow up. If you eat sweet corn, you'll grow up to look like the Jolly Green Giant. People will look at you and think, "What a green cunt!
what giant green cunt that man is! Fucking hell!" Oh man, that's cool though.
Yeah.
Do you eat veggies? Do you like your veggies?
I like all veggies apart from cauliflower.
Cauliflower. What's your beef with cauliflower?
Not
even cauliflower cheese.
No.
Sorry. No. I had a very bad experience with cauliflower cheese in primary school.
Oh shit!
I don't think it was the cauliflower cheese. I think it was something else. But that was the taste as I was.
Oh, projectiling.
Yeah. And I was sick for about 4 or 5 days.
Nasty.
And ever since then, even the smell of cooked cauliflower just
makes
me feel sick.
That would.
Yeah.
So, I've got the same kind of deal with rice pudding.
Rice pudding?
I don't like rice pudding.
I don't.
Because one time, when I was kind of young, I had this rice pudding, and it... I don't think like the bowls had been like washed up properly because it just tastes like washing up liquids.
Oh, wow.
And it made me really fucking sick. And since then, I can't bring myself to eat rice pudding now.
It's weird how things happen that mean you can't eat foods. Like,
but that's all right because rice pudding's shit anyway.
Yeah.
Who fucking wants that crap? Fucking
creamy.
Watery bollocks, isn't it?
Creamy shit in
it's
a
just
tin.
Creamy shit in a tin. Creamy shit in a tin.
Yeah.
If they were more honest with their advertising, Sainsbury's Basics, creamy shit in a tin. Man, I take photos of that all day long. Like, I love taking photos of the weird fucking labels that you get on stuff. You go on Holland and Barrett and you go to the men's health section.
Oh, God.
Horny goat weed.
Horny
goat weed.
What
I'm
does
taking
that do?
Photos of that all day long. It's for virility.
Oh, right.
But yeah. I'm never going to fucking take... Well, actually, maybe I will.
Yeah,
I'll splash out. Give
it
myself
sounds
some
like
horny
something
goat
I want
weed.
To take because it's called that.
Because it's called horny goat weed. It's fucking horny goat weed. Fuck, who cares what it does? Just put it in your mouth and chew it. Yeah, I love that horny goat weed. Really, really sets me up for the day.
Is it sort of like chewable tobacco?
I've no idea. It's just in a red box. With a fucking security tag on it. Because obviously people have been stealing
horny
goat
weed. Holland and Barrett is...
Well, everything's fucking tagged
if
in Holland
as soon as it's called weed, people are going to nick it, aren't they?
Shit, man.
I could probably
weed.
Smoke this when I get home.
I could probably palm off. When I was a kid, man, I got ripped off so many times with stuff that was sold to me as weed, but it's not fucking weed. There was one time, my mates were like, oh, we got this fucking slate... Got this mate who's going to get some slate. Fucking slate. And I was like,
slate.
I've never heard of slate before. What the fuck?
You
like,
no,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Slate. It's slate. I'm like, okay. And then we got it. And yeah, it was a bit of fucking slate. And we were sitting there with a lighter for like 20 minutes trying to melt that fucking crumble out. Oh, it's really hot. It doesn't burn. Well, you got to burn it more. Fucking hell. The lighter's exploded. Oh, fuck. This is shit.
Slate.
Slate.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, my mate got sold, like, this ball of mud. It was in a bag. And it was just a ball of mud. That was all it was.
A ball of mud, wow.
Yeah, a ball of mud. He's like, fuck.
I've had moss.
Oh,
moss.
Shit.
Because
yeah.
that has sort of a little, well, back when I was very young, I thought that, well, not very young, you know. Like.
Back when I was 3 years old, I bought this bag of moss. I was so fucking pissed off. Hunted him down and I gave him a Chelsea smile.
I still tried to smoke it anyway, you know. No, it was, it sort of looked like it should be that.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, you know, this looks like it could be
something to do with that, and no, I don't think it was.
Oh, never
I started
fucking
rubbing the mud off it.
You're fucking picking out worms and ants. Yeah. And like, oh man, I don't know if I want this. Take this back. Did you get a receipt with that? It's
like, I thought it was like tequila. You know, you get the worm in it. Oh, maybe if I smoke this, I'll get even more high than I would do if I was just.
I do enjoy tequila now.
I don't.
No?
I have a bad problem. I have a bad problem with spirits in general. I can't do the whole tequila thing where you knock back the shot and then you do the lie. Well, whichever way round you
salt
do it.
Tequila, lemon,
I can't fucking do it because the moment I neck back that shot, it comes right back up again.
Oh, right.
And nobody wants any more of the salt or the limes or the lemons because it's covered in my sick.
Well, oh, no, not to drink tequila.
To be totally, that is a joke. I'm really good with my sick. If I feel like I'm going to be sick, I can get to a toilet.
Oh,
or
I don't
can get to a bush.
I don't understand people that can't.
Yeah, they're just like, oh shit, I was
that's
sick.
Gone all over your shoes. Yeah,
yeah, fuck, man. Yeah, when I'm going to be sick, I know I'm going to be sick. I get that dry feeling, and then I can feel the
drip.
Yeah,
the drip
yeah.
you get.
I can feel
and the saliva,
it. So it's like, oh, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to get myself to a place where I can be sick, where nobody's going to bother me.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm.
You don't
want to
be bothered, do you?
I fucking hate that. I'm being sick and somebody's coming and going, are you all right?
Do I look all right?
What the fuck does it look like?
I am dying
I'm
slowly.
Vomiting up my kidneys, you prick.
No, yeah, you've got to be on your own for that. It's a special time between you and just to really reflect on your on your life.
What the fuck did I drink all that whiskey for?
This will never happen again. And then a week
until
later,
tomorrow, when I'm fucking hungover, and it's like, yeah, the only thing that's going to solve this hangover is another drink.
Yes, more
There's
whiskey.
Nothing else. More whiskey, please, Mum. Oh shit.
No, yeah, I wasn't a fan. I'm not a fan of Sambuca.
Oh, exactly the
aniseed,
same.
Aniseed for me
I
doesn't
like aniseed.
Do it.
It's
really?
Not the aniseed that's the problem. It's just that it's so fucking potent. It's so strong that my body just rejects it.
But I've tried absinthe before, and that's again, the aniseedy flavour.
Yeah, yeah.
But, mixing sugar into it.
Yeah, you've got to mix. You've got to, like,
burn
it. You burn the sugar and then mix all. If you fucking. I don't know which. Again, I don't know which way around to do it. I've got a barman who does all that shit for me at parties.
Nice.
Yeah. Fucking stand up guy, man. Yeah, he does that. Like, that's his job, man. He does all that flair. You know, like, when
the
they
flaring,
chuck,
yeah,
they
yeah,
chuck
yeah.
all the stuff around. He can do that fucking brilliantly.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and he makes. Any fucking parties that we have, it's like, yeah, he's behind the bar, he's doing the cocktails,
man.
Fucking cool, man. So yeah,
I bet he loves that as
we
well.
We did absinthe. Like, I got this, like, these bottles of absinthe. I think it was like some, I can't remember like what was in it, but it was absinthe with something.
Oh,
if
right,
you see
okay,
what I
yeah.
mean, like, but I can't remember. And he was like, oh man, yeah, you've got to do this, but we've got to do it properly. We've got to do it. And he did all this fucking shit with it, and it was like, right, drink that. I was like, okay. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Why do I want to, like, fucking mutilate myself now? What the fuck? Why the fuck is the room spinning this much? Oh my god. What's the fucking percent? 90%?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this shit? I don't know what's going on anymore. He made me drink Baileys from a shoe as well. When I dressed up like old Greg.
Right.
He was like, do I have a drink Baileys from a shoe? I was like, I've got to drink Baileys from a shoe. So we got a shoe. Tipped a couple of shots of Baileys in there. And then us three, me, my mate Mark, who was in the previous podcast of this, and then, yeah, my mate behind the bar, we did
Baileys from
Bailey
a shoe.
From a shoe. Oh. I have drunk Baileys from a shoe.
That is
just
nice.
To say that I have now.
Yeah,
cause,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
If you're going to dress up like old Greg, people are going to ask
Indeed,
you.
Indeed, yeah. Baileys from a shoe.
Fucking Baileys, man. What's the people's obsession with Baileys?
I know.
It's not a nice drink.
It's
really.
Not. Anything
used
cream
in cooking,
and alcohol.
In cooking, it's quite nice. Baileys, like a Baileys cheesecake or something. Yeah, that'd be fucking lovely, man. Yeah. I'd like that, but as a... Like, one shot of it, like, yeah, okay, that's not so bad. But, like, you drink half the bottle.
But it tastes like the consistency of how it's going to come out.
Yep. That's exactly. Either end, that's how it comes out of my mouth or out of my bum hole.
It's just creamy, alcoholic mess.
Fucking gross.
Although... Oh. I still kind of like the taste of it. Like, the mint chocolate Baileys is...
See, I
want to really
try the hazelnut one. I like hazelnut-flavoured stuff. So
I haven't tasted
the hazelnut one,
no. Baileys. No, the mint chocolate is a...
Fucking nice.
It's very nice.
So what's your favourite drink, then? If you're... Like, if you're going out, what's your drink of choice?
I'm a vodka man myself.
Nice.
Could you just
drink any kind of vodka, or is it like...
Oh, I'm not one of those...
Because there are different grades of vodka.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't like to discriminate.
Cool.
I'll drink the...
Any old shit,
one
really,
from
yeah.
the shop around the corner, yeah. or I'll drink it in... Like, I had some Grey Goose the other yeah. night, and...
It's fucking expensive,
yeah, it is.
Man.
I don't
like
understand.
20, and it's, a bottle.
I mean, you do a shot of that, and you do a shot of the
it
one around
the corner.
It still
tastes like perfume. Yes. It still tastes fucking rancid. Yeah. Do you like the taste of vodka, though?
No.
I don't really know anybody who likes...
I don't really like the taste of any of alcohol.
Yeah.
It's weird. I drink... Well, what is classed as girly drinks? So I have the vodka, lemonade, and lime cordial.
I was going to fucking say, yeah. Do you drink Smirnoff Ice? Is that the...
I don't drink
that's,
it.
That's what I'll, call bitch piss.
I will drink it, but I don't... That isn't
Man,
my...
I'll drink it if somebody gives it to me, I wouldn't order that.
I purposely don't order it because it makes me look like a fag.
Oh! Yeah.
No. I'm joking, of course.
No, it's not that that makes you look like a fag.
No. It's just my general appearance.
It's
just, yeah.
It's the sailor hat. Yeah.
The fact that I'm holding hands with another male.
The I Heart
yeah.
Anal Sex t-shirt. Oh, yeah, that, really, yeah. That's what really
with the S&M underneath.
Actually, yeah, to be honest, I need that t-shirt back.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
You've had that for too long now.
Yeah, I know. I can't take it off.
See, I've got an I Heart Cunt Face t-shirt. I fucking love that t-shirt. I wear that at work, like underneath my work shirt.
It's like rebellion.
It's just fucking... No, like when it gets like too much and I have the falling down moment at work, I snap. I'm just going to rip open my shirt and be like, Cunt Face! You're a cunt face! Yeah. I don't get those moments anymore now. I'm happy... At work now. I did get moments like that where stress just became too much.
Yeah.
Like the grind of it, day in, day out, having to rely on other people and maybe other people ain't up to scratch or whatever. And and it just fucking, because when you're there like 8 hours on your own, it just fucking goes through my mind over and over again. They're a fucking prick. They're a fucking prick. They're a fucking prick. And I come out of there. I'm not the nice person that I normally am. I'm just ready to punch somebody in the face. And that's not me at all. That's really not me at all.
Yeah.
Unless I've been drinking heavily. If I'm blackout drunk, I'm a complete cunt. I'm such a bastard. I really am such a prick.
I think I'm just really happy, although I probably get angry. I don't really remember.
I mean, like, it will start off, I'll be grumpy because it's funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, fucking whatever. You think you are a prick, man. Yeah. And then it just gets obscene. I'm going to fuck you in the arse. I'm going to fuck you so hard, my cock is going to come shooting out of your mouth. You fucking laugh. You fucking laugh. I'm going to stick my cock in your mouth. You fucking like that. Yeah, that's and no fun,
no,
is it? That's not
no,
fun
it's
to
not
be
fun.
Around
no,
anymore.
No. That was quite scary just then. The maniacal look on your eyes.
Because I'm blackout drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not in control anymore.
No.
In fact, I don't even really remember when I wake up in the morning. Other people have to tell me what I did. So I don't get myself in that position anymore. I haven't been blackout drunk for years now. Years. And that's good. Just for my own sake and everybody else around me.
I've never that been that angry of drinking. I've always been happy, happy drunk, happy friendly hug everyone drunk.
Nice,
emotional drunk. Yeah. I've been emotional drunk a couple of times recently. Yeah. For the first time.
That's what happens though. It is fucking. You get that phase when you're drinking. That it's fucking shit starts coming out and then you can't stop and then you
I just have to be alone for a minute.
Yeah, that's it. They've gone off to go to the toilet and they come back, you're crying in your pool scratchings. You're fucking, where have I gone wrong with my life? It's alright, mate. Don't worry, you're alright. You're safe.
And that's when the hugs come out.
I fucking love you, mate. Oh, you're such a lovely guy. You've always been there for me.
I wish I wasn't fucking here for you now. This is boring. Yeah. I fucking turned down a shag just to sit here with you, mate.
I'm only like that for about 5 minutes, though. I'm conscientious of how much time I'm taking up of other people's.
That's
you know?
Nice. Yeah. It's a good way to be, man. Because a lot of people, they don't think about their impact on other people.
Yeah.
Because everybody has an impact on other people, and I don't think enough people take that into consideration.
I always find, like, when I smoke, or when I have been smoking, I always, like, apologise if I blow it in someone's face by mistake.
Yeah.
Or, like, well, or smoke goes into someone's face when I'm holding it.
I don't mind it. Like, certainly, if it just, if it floats in my face, like, you know, people keep, oh, sorry, flap that away. It's like, well, you know, you have no control over that.
No, yeah.
But
yeah.
It is where you absentmindedly, and it's like, oh, mate, you just blew that right in my face. It's like, oh. I don't mind it, but yeah, it fucking, I do feel uncomfortable being in a smoky room now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I didn't even notice the room was smoky.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really like being in a room of smoke. I like being outside of smoking because it's fresher. And then you come in, and then once you go back into a room, it's you've got away from what you've done.
Yeah,
it's a way
of
keeping it apart from.
Yeah. However, it's fucking cold out there at this time, and you know, I'm a grown fucking man. If I want to have a cigarette in my kitchen, I fucking will have a cigarette in my kitchen.
Of course,
I've opened up the window. It's fine. Get fucked. Yeah, yeah. But now
in this weather, though,
I don't even smoke now, so it's not a problem. But friends come over and they do smoke, and I don't want to be that guy who's like, you can't smoke in here anymore.
Yeah.
You have to go outside. Because if I was that person, we're like, okay, I don't want to come around your house anymore. How about that?
We are no longer
friends.
If I
didn't come around your house, you wouldn't see anybody ever, because I'm the only person who likes you. So yeah, I've got to be nice to them just to keep them hanging around.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. That's not true at all. I don't know. I was... Like, I always say, I don't give a fuck what people think about me.
No.
I don't give a fuck what people think about me. However, if I get the chance to find out what people think about me, I want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know what people think about me, but I don't really give a fuck about it.
No.
You see what I mean? If people like me, brilliant. If they don't like me, oh, no, that does bother me, actually. Why don't you like me? I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm pleasant to get along. What have I done, then? What have I done? And... What can I change? I need to change something. I need you to like me.
I have this deep
inherent need to be liked by people or to be accepted. Because I've always felt like an outsider.
Does.
I've always felt like an outsider. And yeah, I just crave acceptance. I think that's what it is, really.
Shouldn't need to.
I do, though. And it's
I
really...
think every... Well, no, I think everybody has that certain sense of...
Yeah.
I need to be liked by everyone.
Yeah.
I don't want to have any enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any enemies. I don't know. No. Yeah, I've got one or two enemies. Probably. I don't know. But then again, it's as you said, people will have a totally different perception of somebody. So at some point in time, you know, maybe at work I wasn't having such a good day and somebody came in and I was a little bit curt with them, with the way I spoke to them. And that's the impression that they have of me from that point on. And they're like, oh, Martin, he's a prick. He's a fucking prick. I went in there, he didn't help me. Prick. What prick? And everyone's like, whoa, no, he's nice. He's nice. No, he's not. He's a fucking prick. So yeah, there's
well, the first time
like
I met you, for instance, I saw the dress and I thought, oh, this guy.
This guy's a bit weird. Actually, Reading Festival me, that's a different me.
Yeah.
There are points where I get blackout drunk and I'm fucking walking around shouting in people's faces.
Well, as you know, the legal high, I decided to take some legal high speed.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. What was the directions on the back of the packets?
It was take 4 in 24 hours.
And so what? And how many tablets were in the pack?
10.
10. How many did you do?
I took 10 in an hour. I thought that would be, you know.
Why not?
You know, you're young. You want to
push the boat out.
Yeah. It's legal, so it can't be that bad. You know.
How long were you up for?
I was awake from Wednesday morning to Friday night. No sleep whatsoever. I remember going on the. Just as I'd taken it, I went on some bumper cars. And I was so high. I was bumping into everyone. I was having a great time. Everything was going really fast around me. As I got off, I realised that I was obviously too big for this bumper car. And I had blood pouring out of my knees where I'd been smashing,
smashing
into the front.
But I didn't even notice.
No, couldn't even feel it.
Wow.
I was talking to people and speaking about 5 times the pace that I'd usually speak. And people were making comments like,
Rainer, you're not actually making any sense whatsoever.
That's all right. Anyway, who the fuck? Who are you going to see? Who are you going to see today? Have you seen anybody? I haven't seen anybody. I haven't fucking done anything. Oh my god, who the fuck is that? I'm coming over there.
What the fuck is that guy on?
Oh, he's on some legal speed.
Yeah.
Really? I got to get me some of that. What's the name of it? Roadrunner? Yeah, man.
Some random thing like that.
Man, some of those legal highs, I got really sick on. Yeah. Some of them, they didn't really do what they said on the tin.
As soon as it says legal, you know, it makes you feel slightly at ease. But then as soon as you do it, you think, this is worse.
Yeah, this is the worst I've weird. Ever felt. Do you know, there was one time I managed to get hold of they were legal high version of ecstasy. And it said on the back of the packet, not for human consumption.
Yeah.
Plant food, not for human consumption.
That was, yeah.
But on the front of the packet, it's like, all these people raving up. It's like, okay, I'm getting mixed messages from this here. And because there were two in the packet. And, you know, it said take one to two for the night. I was like, okay, I took one and I waited and nothing. Like 3 hours in, nothing. I was like, okay, I'll take the other one. So I took the other one, 2-3 hours in, still nothing.
Mm.
And now it's time to go home. It's time to, in fact, I think I had a nap in the nightclub. I got really tired and I had a nap in the nightclub. So, okay, it's time to go home. So we're going home. And then, like, we got off the train and on the walk back to the house, it's like, I feel a bit weird. I feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel sick. I think I'm going to be sick. And, like, it took me, like, until I got home, and then I was quite violently sick. Really, like, deep, deep fucking retching. And then, boom, I was fucked. I was off my face. My pupils were bigger than my fucking whole body,
head.
Man. Yeah, that was a fucking complete space case.
For
8 to 10 hours, I was fucked. Because I'd been up most of the night at this nightclub, and then I was up most of the fucking day. By the end of it, I was really tweaking out.
Wired.
Sleep deprivation's a motherfucker, man. It really is. I've had a similar Reading Festival experience where I got a whole bunch of speed at the beginning of the festival. I'm fucking going all out this festival. This one. How old was I? I must have been. I think it was like I was 25 years old. And I'm like, right, this is gonna fucking. I'm pushing the boat out with it. No, it was even fucking earlier than that. I was even younger. And I was crazy days.
Yeah, crazy days.
I got a quarter of an ounce of speed. Like, it was this huge fucking bag, man. Huge bag. And, like, on the night before I left, like, for the Wednesday, the night before I was like, well, I'm going to give it a try. Boom, up all night. The morning on the train, I'm fucking dabbing loads of this fucking shit. I was just giving it away to people because I've got it so cheaply and I'm never going to fucking do all of this stuff. But so yeah, the Tuesday night I was up, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, the Monday night, and then I'm on the train going home and I was fucked. I was paranoid, so freaked out by everything. Like, these people in, like, the table opposite me had their video camera, like, on the table, and I was convinced that was pointing right the fucking right at me. Like, what the fuck are they filming me for? Oh my god, they're undercover policemen. They must have seen me handing out the drugs at Reading Festival, and now they're gonna get, oh my fucking god, oh my god. And then I thought, okay, if I take off my glasses, if I can't see them, They don't exist. So I take off my glasses and I couldn't see anything. And then, like, my brain was just, like, putting stuff in where it's trying to make up for the fact that it couldn't see stuff. And like, oh my god, that was even worse. Getting off the train, and I was starting to scream at people. Like, don't stare at me. Stop staring. I know you're staring at me. The only reason they're staring at me is because I'm shouting at them. I'm being a fucking lunatic. I'm that guy.
You're the blackout guy.
Screaming in the train station. I somehow managed to get, like, back to, like, the suburb, like, where I lived. And I was trying to walk home. And, like, I would walk along the road and I'd see this group of, like, kids down the end of the road. I'm like, oh, I'm not fine. I'm not going down there. I'm not in the right state to fucking, they're going to start on me or something's going to happen. I can't cope with that. So I'm going to go this way. It's a bit of a detour. It's an extra 10 minutes, but I went, shit, who's that down? Oh, fuck, there's somebody else down there. Oh, I can't go down that
road. It's an old lady with a dog.
I can't go down that road. I'm going to go, okay, this is another half an hour on my fucking journey. I can't go down any of these roads. I can't get home. And then this car pulled up next to me and the window unrolled and a voice going, Martin, are you all right? And I look, there's my fucking brother. It's one of my brothers. I'm like, oh,
save me.
God, save me. And I'm checking the fucking, he's driving home and I'm checking the rear view mirror because I thought people were following me.
Oh my
and
Lord.
He gets me home and I run up into my bedroom and I close the door and I'm looking out the curtains and fucking, oh, nobody followed me home. Has anybody followed me home? And fucking, I have never been in a state like that and I never want to get in that again. Because that was, I stayed up like fucking six, seven nights.
Just
I went mad. I actually went mad.
I thought my two nights was bad enough.
I went fucking insane. That was proper psychosis. Proper psychosis. Yeah. Fucking nuts. So yeah, that taught me a valuable lesson.
Indeed, yeah,
to know your limits, I think, really. You don't have to keep doing it, and sleep's really fucking good for you.
I love sleep as well.
Now,
sleep
I fucking love sleep.
Oh, God, yeah.
I love sleep.
Yeah, that's the thing, as soon as, like, you go through stages, you have the, I hate sleep, then the, I love sleep, and then you hate it again.
Mm. I've always loved sleep.
Yeah,
there's nothing better than having a nap. I fucking love having a nap in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
oh, I love my middle of the day.
How
naps.
Long do you have on your nap? Because I've had conversations with other friends about how long
time,
you should take.
I mean, really, I don't want to have too long for my nap because otherwise I won't sleep properly that night.
Yeah.
So about an hour, maybe 2 hours max.
Yeah.
But I will just stay there as long as I can.
Oh,
I have to be physically, look, you've got to get out of bed. You've got to cook dinner now.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're getting out of bed. Oh, no, the backstab.
Yeah. I'm a fan of about a 2 hour nap, but I always feel like that's too long. And my friends say that half an hour is supposed to be.
Yeah, but that's way too. That's too short, no, man. Yeah. I haven't even finished having a wank in that time. I'm not prepared for sleep. No,
I feel more delusional when I wake up from a half an hour nap after I wake up after a 2 hour.
Yeah.
Nap. Because that half an hour seems like it's only lasted about a minute.
Yeah, I've just closed
my
eyes.
You have no idea where you are.
Oh, no. I don't like that. Oh, man. Anyway, I think that's a good place to win.
Yeah,
I'm going to win that. Yeah.
Once again,
do you want to give your SoundCloud address just for people who want to hunt you down?
If you
want to
check me out, it's www.soundcloud.com/Raider, RAYDER, dub, DUB.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Nice. Good quality music. I recommend. Seriously recommend. Cool. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being a part of this dance.
Thank you for letting me. Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Yeah. A really good friend of mine. Yeah. Really good friend. Cool beans. We're going to do this again sometime in the future.
Indeed. Indeed.
Excellent. Thank you very much for listening and I'll see you again soon. Bye.